Hey, it's Drex from This Week Health Cyber and Risk Community, and I want to invite you to our next webinar. It's going to focus on what else? Defending health data. I'll be chatting with experts from Rubrik and Microsoft. Register right now at thisweekhealth.com/rubrikwebinar. That's all one string, R-U-B-R-I-K webinar, thisweekhealth.com/rubrikwebinar. See you online soon.
Welcome to This Week Health. My name is Bill Russell. I'm a former CIO for a 16 hospital system and creator of This Week Health, where we are dedicated to transforming healthcare one connection at a time. Today, we have an interview in action from the 2024 conferences, the spring conferences, Vive in LA, HIMSS in Orlando. Special thanks to our sponsors, Quantum Health, Gordian, Dr. First, CDW, Gozio Health, Artisite, and Zscaler. You can check them out on our website, thisweekhealth.com. Now, on to our interview.
Yeah, enjoying the conference. What's top of mind? This is a super busy year for us, Drex, I'm sure for everyone. I think it's a lot of catch-up stuff that people put off during the pandemic. At MaineHealth, we're really focused on sort of two ends of the spectrum, really solidifying our infrastructure and the basics. We're still a relatively new system that COVID interrupted our unification.
Formation.
And so we're getting back to that stuff where we're sort of streamlining and standardizing a lot of our infrastructural must-haves. So that's one end of the spectrum. But then the other end of the spectrum is, you know, all the stuff that we're seeing here at Vive, pushing the envelope of new technologies and how to apply them to care.
Man, you guys have a lot going on at Cook right now. You just opened a new hospital.
Originally, I'd have a lot of different answers. Like, top of mind right now is trying to help operations deal with the change healthcare.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
But for us, probably a lot of evaluation about how to improve workflow and burnout. I mean, that's been our number one focus. So we're looking at products that actually will solve problems. We've got two projects we're working on, one for physician and one for nursing. Get more nurses into the workforce and then help our physicians want to practice medicine, which most don't these days. So really trying to figure out how we bolster both, because if the mop is not happy, nobody's happy. So if the nurses aren't happy, doctors certainly aren't happy.
Yeah.
And vice versa.
I'm married to a nurse, so that's absolutely 100%.
And I'm a nurse.
And you're a nurse.
So I'm super cranky all the time. So if I'm not happy, nobody's happy.
Okay. So for my organization, we are growing exponentially. So my focus is really how we're organic growth can be facilitated from a technology point of view. So I'm looking to see how I can advance that. I'm looking at things like automation, obviously AI, but what can I do in my role and my space to be able to facilitate some of that? So a lot of great vendors here and some certainly interesting technologies.
Well, I think there's a couple of things that have come out recently that folks are starting to ponder on is the cybersecurity performance goals that were recently released by HHS. So those are top of mind, how they're currently voluntary, but what's the next step going to be? The second thing I think is third-party risk management. This week's breach from Change Healthcare, I think, has really got a lot of folks thinking about how they're managing third parties.
I always come to this thinking that you're going to get some novel idea, but there's two things. I always love the network, meeting people. I love talking to people. I love hearing what they're doing, because I just think we're better together. So it's important that we learn from each other and take those stories back to our own healthcare system so that we can all get more innovative, more evolved. And absolutely, the network is important. The second thing is we're all focused in healthcare on experience. We're all focused today to make healthcare just a little bit easier. And I say it all the time, if I can just hit imprint on healthcare just a little bit to make the process, the workflows, the technology to support what we all do, just make the work a little bit easier for consumers to navigate, then I think that's a win. So I'm looking for those solutions that can really be innovative and think differently. Because, you know, we don't think differently a lot. We think about the same. And we're still stuck in a lot of electronic health records and ERP solutions. And maybe those can actually influence the way we deliver care. And I think they can. Yeah. But there's got to be some things that we can do a little bit differently to move the needle.
Leave it better than you found it. It's one of those things.
What is a problem in your healthcare system that if you could solve it by being here, you'd be like, I'm taking this home with me?
How we can get things off of our plates. We have so many projects, and every day there's more and more that are piled up. We're starting our budget process for the year. We're a children's healthcare system, and We're blessed to have a very financially sound organization, and we're run well and all that. Mm-hmm. That presents different kind of problems, which is we take on too much. And so how do we say no to things that we just can't do without feeling like, hey, IT's the one that's saying no to something?
We're really looking heavily at using technology for virtual nursing and virtual care in general, but focusing not just in the ambulatory spaces that we've done traditionally, but more so in the inpatient spaces. So virtual nursing is obviously a big part of that. Lots of opportunity to take a look at some of those platforms here, and it's great to see the innovation that they're all taking.
Our focus for our organization, especially with our size, is around interoperability. So if I can snap my fingers and fix that problem across multiple different systems, I think that would be the win. I don't know that we have that magic wand out there, but that's what I'm looking for. And also anything else that can help to improve our clinician experience from physicians to nurses, those are things that are going to come layers as well.
I mean, I think there's several really cool technologies. I think AI, I hate to even say it out loud.
It's okay.
Is really in its infancy. And so trying to find someone who has actually thought about a problem and not just, we're going to cure your documentation with AI.
Trying to AI everything.
Yeah, but really maybe hyper-focused solution. So I forget the name of the company, but they have a solution where they help patients get to a doctor faster. So with all the access problems that we have, they have technology that will actually sit on your website and help you get you to an appointment in 2 clicks versus 37 clicks that normally it takes for somebody to find something. So that's cool.
Right.
So there's a combination. There's the vendors that we already work with, that we already have a partnership with, but then there's the AI component that we're in the midst of talking to different groups and meeting with them here. It'll be good to bring it back to my counterparts, but also with the people I already met in boot camp who are here, we're going to meet and talk about those things too.
So you could have any fictional character as your life coach. Who would it be?
Oh, that's a good one. I'm going to go with Ted Lasso. I mean, who wouldn't want to have Ted Lasso? I mean, just believe.
I love that.
Right?
It would totally be Ted Lasso.
Ted Lasso. I think that's a good why. You love that guy?
I love him. First of all, I like soccer. My daughter is a soccer player.
Yeah.
But secondly, his approach is how I approach things.
Yeah.
Like he's very people-oriented and relationship-oriented. I know it's fiction, but to see how he learned what made people tick.
Right.
And then making people like you. Like, I'm going to stay with you till you like me.
So you might get this a lot, but I am a diehard Ted Lasso fan. And what I love about him is that he made compassionate leadership cool, right? Yeah. So as a female leader, that wasn't always cool to be a compassionate leader. So he had a male leader within his storyline, and to combat it compassionately and find success that way, I think was such a great breakthrough.
So I'm a big fan of The Godfather. And so I'm going to go Michael Corleone. Keep your friends close, keep your enemies closer. And I think there's a lot to be said about learning from the great organization he put together.
A great organization.
Yeah, I mean, it might be a little corrupt, but come on. I mean, you got to give that guy credit.
So one of my favorite movies is The Godfather.
The Godfather. All right.
Maybe because I'm from Italian heritage.
I don't know.
But with that, it's one of my favorite movies. So whether it's Vito or Michael, you can really learn a lot about being a leader on both of them. And granted, yes, the movie is years old, but there are thematic things you could take away from them to how to be an effective leader. And just thinking off the top of my head, less is more. Be a listener and listen to others and be a strategist. And you don't need to be the loudest person in the room.
I would say Tinkerbell. Because she appears to be small and fragile and this little thing, but she's like actually mighty and a little bit feisty and gets stuff done. So I would say Tinkerbell.
You know who I'm going to pick?
Who?
The fairy godmother, because she's always happy. She gives you your wishes. It can be granted, and she doesn't take life too seriously.
Man, George Jetson. I threw that out there just because I don't think most people will know who that is. But think about George Jetson. He was out from the future. They were doing things that cars and treadmills in their house and be able to move things around. And anytime they needed anything cleaned, he had Rosie right there. You didn't have any people to rely on. He had all of it done in robotics and through technology. So
I was always a Batman fan.
Nice. Excellent. So if we need something in healthcare, we'll put up the bat signal. You'll be able to help us find the solution.
Exactly.
I love it.
Thanks for listening to this Interview in Action episode. If you found value in this, share it with a peer. It's a great chance to discuss and in some cases start a mentoring relationship. One way you can support the show is to subscribe and leave us a rating. If you could do that, that would be great. And we want to give a big thanks to our partners who make this possible: Quantum Health, Gordian, Dr. First, CDW, Gozio Health, Artisight, and Zscaler. You can learn more about them by visiting thisweekhealth.com/partners. Thanks for listening. That's all for now.